T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And this is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio. They listen each and every week. And I hope you will, too. By the way, I'm just really humbled by that. So if you're someone that sticks with me every week, thank you and God bless you. Really, sincerely, I really mean that. I can't say thanks enough. And as always, if you have a question, you can visit online. It's a great website. We just redid this one, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Or you can go old school and give us a call at 1-800-331-6444. Or five. All right, so I have a lot to get to today. And I was telling our producer, the incredible Mr. Sean Floyd, I said, I feel like I might be a little preachy today. So here goes. I want to talk about the risk of hiring an individual as a paid caregiver. Something came up this last week, and that just kind of really, really lit a fire. And I thought, you know, I haven't talked about that in quite a long time. So many people will hire a friend or someone from church or a neighbor or someone, God forbid, someone off of Craigslist or one of these, like these public sites. You have no clue who you're talking to there, by the way. someone referred you to this person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all in an effort to save a few bucks. And that's compared to hiring a home care company to provide a caregiver. So, I mean, I understand everyone's, you know, trying to save money. You want to get the best value, et cetera, et cetera. However, most people just do not understand the tremendous risk involved in doing this, hiring an individual from who knows where, just trying to avoid paying the home care company their rate. You're trying to save a few bucks. Here's a spoiler alert. It's not worth it. Okay. So for example, how do you know who you're letting into your house? Did you do a thorough background check or criminal background check on them? Do they have a record? I mean, do you have any clue about the history and the background of this person or these people? What if a caregiver falls and injures themselves in your home? Just think about that. That could easily happen. Are you responsible? Are they responsible? So since they're working in your home and you hired them as a literally as an official workplace, are you OSHA compliant? Can you be sued? if they injure themselves in your home, falling or lifting you or what have you? Does your homeowner's insurance cover that type of injury if you're now an employer? Think about that. Just think about that. There is tremendous risk involved in hiring just anybody off the street to come in and provide your care, trying to save a few bucks over hiring a home care company. Here's another one. What if they steal something from you? What if all of a sudden they're gone and you go in and you're looking through your stuff and you realize that you're missing your heirloom wedding ring? It's been in your family for generations. It's invaluable. What if you're missing cash out of your wallet or your purse or a credit card or any other property? What proof do you have? A better question, what recourse do you have? Another question, will your homeowner's insurance cover it since you're now an employer? You better think about that. Here's one, kind of horrifying actually. What if the caregiver is driving your loved one in their car? And this is common, by the way, the caregiver taking the person they're caring for, taking them on a ride just to get out of the house, running errands with them, running to the pharmacy or the grocery store, running them to the doctor's appointment, etc., etc., etc. What if the caregiver is driving your loved one in their car and they get into a wreck? Are you liable for workers' comp? Workers' compensation at that point? If your loved one is injured, will your health insurance cover that injury? Will the caregiver's insurance cover all of these things? Since you don't really know them and you didn't do a background check, do they even have health insurance? Or do they even have car insurance? Who knows? Who knows? And if you're paying cash, that's what most people do. It's kind of cash under the table. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And the caregiver quits, and then they file for unemployment, which is a pretty popular thing to do right now. What's going to happen? So I know of a couple that did this. I know the couple that did this, and it worked well for maybe about a year or so. They had a kind of a falling out. The lady quit. She filed for unemployment. At the unemployment office, they said, now, who's this Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Oh, I've been working for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, being their caregiver for the last 12 months or so. They just pay me, X dollars cash every day. And they said, what's their name? What's their address? Do you have a phone number for them? And guess what happened? The state knocks on your door saying, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you've been an employer and you haven't paid any employer-related taxes. So here's your bill with penalties and interest. Pay up. And you know what? That might not happen, but it can happen and it has happened. What if you really need that caregiver to show up because you have plans away from the home and they just don't show up? What are you going to do? Who are you going to call to help you? And if you hire an individual, and I don't recommend it, by the way, if you can tell already, but if you do, you should proceed with caution. And I could tell you so many stories of how this type of an arrangement went wrong, and it just didn't end well, quite frankly, for anyone. It didn't go well for anyone, and it didn't end well for anyone. So here's what you should do. You should treat the caregiver as an employee, and you need to have an employment agreement that spells out all the things that are spelled out in an employment agreement. You should create a tax form when you prepare your taxes. It's called a 1099 to report their earnings to them as an independent contractor. So that way, taxes are on them. You should check with your homeowner's insurance company about your coverage to see if you need to add another type of policy, maybe a liability policy, et cetera, so that you're properly covered on the insurance side of things. And you should have a backup plan in case they don't show up. I would also install cameras throughout your house that record to the cloud so that way you can keep an eye on them and you have a record of everything that happens in the home just in case. And I have a better suggestion. Better yet, hire a home care provider, for heaven's sakes. They conduct full background checks and they're responsible for their caregivers. They have insurance coverage in case an employee gets injured at your home, falling down the stairs, falling period, lifting you and throwing their back out. It's that they have all the insurance coverages to cover that employee. They're bonded and they have insurance to replace any item that is stolen from your home, or something could just be broken at your home and need to be replaced. It may not be a theft situation at all. Maybe they bumped into something and your $2,000 television fell off the wall and now you got to buy a new TV. Right? Well, that's going to be covered too. They have auto insurance that covers all occupants of the car in case there's a wreck with injuries, and they are responsible for all of the workers' comp claims made by the caregiver. Are you seeing a trend here? Of what a good idea this is. They pay all employer-related taxes, right? The Social Security and the federal and the state and the unemployment and blah, 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 all that stuff. They pay all of it. And they provide a backup caregiver in case someone can't work that day, allowing you to keep your scheduled appointments away from the home. This is a no-brainer, friends. Seriously, hire a reputable home care provider. And guess what? They are going to cost a little bit more. But as you can see, they are well worth it. Those are all the things that you're paying for when you pay them $25 an hour versus $20 an hour for that individual. So again, that's a no-brainer. All right, now on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. One KC area healthcare system is now mandating employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as a condition of employment. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device, super easy, at seniorcarelive.com or through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, now on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. One KC area healthcare system is now mandating employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as a condition of employment. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. However, there's more to that story.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, this is from Senior Housing News, July the 27th of this past week. Delta variant threatens senior living industry's COVID-19 recovery. And it is. Earlier this year, as the first vaccines flowed into senior living communities, it seemed as though the lockdowns and restrictions of 2020 were soon to be a distant memory. But now, a new and significantly more infectious strains of coronavirus called the Delta variant, and that's what viruses do. They're survivors. They change because they don't want to die. They try to survive. That's what's happened here. That threatens to derail some of that progress, and the industry is monitoring the situation closely and already making some adjustments, such as reinstituting mask mandates and some other precautions. So growing case counts among unvaccinated people could lead to a resumption of some local or statewide mandates or restrictions, slowing occupancy recovery, or even leading to new outbreaks among the workforce and the residents. And the potential for Delta outbreaks among staff members is a particularly pressing concern given the current labor challenges that include staffing shortages. And boy, oh boy, do we have staffing shortages right now. It's really bad. And the average staff vaccination rate has been stuck around 65% since around mid-March. And that's about the same for here in the Kansas City area. That's, I've heard, 50 to 75%. So 65 is about right, including the KC metro area and extended area. It's possible that the Delta variant could propel more mandates that staff get vaccinated, which is a trend already picking up across hospital and health system space. I'm going to have more on that in just a second. But here's the bottom line. Given the wide circulation of the Delta variant, the senior living industry should not slow down its efforts against COVID-19 or declare victory anytime soon. We absolutely cannot be complacent. So my thoughts on this, we will soon have another lockdown at all senior living communities with no visitors allowed. I'm telling you, that's coming, and I think it's coming real fast. I can already see everything positioning to do that. And as we have, a lot more cases, it's going to happen. And we're going to be back to visiting our loved ones over Zoom and window visits. And then we're going to be heading into the winter months. And you can just, the writing is on the wall. I can just see it as clear as day. Now, earlier this week in the Kansas City Star, this is on July 26th, Truman Medical Center announced that all employees will be required to be vaccinated by September the 20th of this year. Exemptions will be given for medical and religious reasons, but those who choose not to be vaccinated will be out of a job, said CEO Charlie Shields. Truman Medical Center, in their words, are, quote, leading by example. And let me tell you what's going to happen. All of these health systems have been kind of around the edge. Everyone's afraid to dip their toe in the water. Well, Truman Medical Center jumped right in the middle of the pond and said, hey, come on, guys, the water is warm. Jump on in. So I'm telling you, you can expect this to be, throughout all of the hospital systems. I'm pretty sure they're all going to jump in now that that ice has kind of been broken. So here's a question. How do you feel about that? Do you feel the employees' rights have been violated? Or do you feel the employer has the right to mandate that staff must be vaccinated? So I'm just going to kind of play both sides of this. So as a healthcare provider, your job is to care for patients or residents, in the case of senior living, and you must do all you can do to provide the best care for them, and that includes ensuring their health and well-being and their safety. So with that in mind, the vaccination mandate sounds like a good idea. It sounds reasonable. It sounds responsible. On the other hand, how can an employer mandate you to inject an experimental vaccine into your body? A substance that is still not approved by the federal government, with absolutely zero long-term studies for long-term health implications. On all vaccines, that is studied for at least 2 years. That's why it takes 6 to 7 years to come out with the vaccine, because there's just long-term studies to make sure there are no negative long-term health implications. That just does not exist right now. And by the way, whatever happened to HIPAA? Your health and your health information protection? Is that just gone now? Whatever happened to the phrase, my body, my choice? Is that only for certain people in certain circumstances? Why doesn't HIPAA apply here? Why doesn't my body, my choice apply in this circumstance? You see, this is a very slippery slope, my friends. And I'm not saying I'm for it, and I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm not sure. I have some ideas on what should be done. If anyone wants to ask me, I'll share those. I might even share those with you anyway, right? But if an employer can mandate this, then guess what we just have? We have precedent. The precedent will be set, and it just was set here locally. And from this point forward, employers will be able to mandate almost anything, citing this precedent. And frankly, that would be a travesty, in my humble opinion. So here's what's going to happen if all of the hospitals mandate vaccination. We will not have enough staff to keep the hospitals open. Period. That's a fact. That's going to happen. There are already major staffing shortages throughout the entire healthcare system, and this will cause the shortages to become much more severe. Let's say that you're average with that 65% of your staff vaccinated, and then by forcing compliance, another 10% reluctantly agree to get vaccinated. Now you're at 75%, and you just lost 25% of your workforce. Bye-bye. They're gone. They're not coming back. Guess what? At that point, your healthcare institution or system, it's done. It's a self-inflicted wound or problem. So in my humble opinion, the mandate is probably not the best idea. And I'm going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of our podcasts of the recent episodes, again, at seniorcarelive.com. And if you visit the new website in the podcast section, you can just click on all of the major podcast platforms. If you're already involved in those, just go and do a search for Senior Care Live and like it, and it'll just come into your inbox. How about that?
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, this just in. I was talking about home care earlier, but we have a little bit of an issue right now with home care providers, and I don't think this is a permanent thing. I think it's going to pass, but it's tough right now. All home care providers are very, and I mean very, short-staffed right now. It is shocking. And traditionally, the majority of the home care providers out there, you know, they could come in and they could say, okay, well, we could offer like a minimum, like 2 hour shift to kind of help get you up in the morning, or help you know, kind of get you wrapped up for the day, or just come out, you know, 3 or 4 hours just once in a while, just start at a very minimum engagement, and then over time, as your need increases, then they can increase those hours over the time and could go all the way up to, a lot of providers can still provide 24-hour care. But the idea is they could come in really small number of hours, and then escalate over a period of time, kind of grow with you as your needs grow. That's very common. However, that's just not happening right now. I suppose there could be a few exceptions out there, but I've talked to several of the major players in home care, and they're having a tough time right now, and that's because there is a staffing shortage, period. And we've heard this, and we see this. A lot of restaurants are still not open, or they're open only partially, or they're having to close again, et cetera. I mean, there are help wanted signs everywhere, but yet all these people are unemployed and collecting some pretty nice benefits. I think when those benefits dry up, you're going to see a whole lot of people go back to work, and that's a fact. I've heard the absolute personal stories of these things happening. They're admitting it. Well, why would I come to work for you when I'm making as much or more just kind of hanging out with my kids? As soon as that goes away, I'll give you a call back and I'll plug back in. They're actually admitting it now. Okay, and that's not everybody, but that's a lot of people. So because of the staffing shortage, many home care providers are declining brand new clients that just need those very few hours. And that's happening. So with the staff that they do have in place, what they're doing, they're opting to accept new clients requiring maybe 8 hours per day, or maybe up to 24 hours per day. And then that way they can keep their staff busy with fewer clients and maximize the hours that they can provide for both the clients and the staff. Okay. So in fact, I spoke with one home care provider, and this kind of ties in with my earlier story. They had talked to this provider about 24-hour care, and this provider has just spent a tremendous amount of time working with them and preparing for this, for the time to where they would implement this 24-hour plan of care. And then now they say, well, so-and-so is going to hire, you know, John Doe for $10 an hour, and they're going to work all these hours throughout the week, and then they just want you to show up on the weekends for a few hours. And the home care provider said, thanks, but no thanks. We can either provide the hours that we've discussed and planned on for the last 3 months, or he can go his own way and hire anyone he wants, and I'll wish him well and good luck with that. And remember, segment one, the risk and liability of hiring John Doe or Jane Doe. It's a bad idea. So if you need just a few hours right now from a home care provider, you may have a really hard time finding a quality home care provider that will work with you right now. And I don't think this lasts forever, but for right now, this is what you may experience.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Okay, so last week, I talked about the risk of recommendation. Remember that? I thought that was kind of a catchy title. Right? So the risk of recommendation, and I gave an example of I could talk to 10 people staying at the same place and ask them one question. Hey, how's it going? How's it going? And I'll hear 10 different stories from, hey, Steve, This is the greatest place ever. I just think it's wonderful. To someone in the room or the apartment right next to them saying, Steve, this place is just awful. Oh, it's just terrible. I wouldn't recommend this to anyone. Right? And I'll hear 8 other stories in the middle of both of those ends, in the middle of that extreme, right? So as I mentioned last week, and I'm constantly, this is the preachy part, Sean. I'm preaching some more here. I constantly say, take all of these comments, and they're well-intended, okay? They're well-intended. Take these comments into consideration, but do your own homework and put all of these pieces together. It's like a big puzzle. We're putting all these pieces of the puzzle together, and these comments, whether they're pro or con, positive or negative, or in the middle, that's one piece of this information puzzle that we're putting together. But do that to make the best decision. Don't just count on, like I said last week, you can't take that opinion, either positive or negative. You just can't take it to the bank. You cannot bank on that one. Okay, you got to do your own homework, and that's just part of an equation. A puzzle. I would also caution senior care or healthcare professionals when making recommendations. I've made a lot of, I made a lot of presentations on this, and it turned a lot of heads. I feel a little provocative today, talking about some of these things and some of the language I've used. But it's meant in good spirit, just to challenge you and maybe get you thinking here. Because it challenges me and it makes me think too. So I think it's a good thing to do. So professionals, be real careful. So when you go out with your friend who's in marketing and they buy you lunch or dinner, you might have a couple of adult beverages and they're kind of really top of mind, the great guy, great lady, just wonderful person. They work at this particular senior care community. And someone asks you the next day, hey, where should I send my mom to get great care? And then you remember that great dinner, the couple of wonderful margaritas that you had with your dinner, and the great conversation, the great camaraderie, the friendship. You remember that. That person's top of mind. Oh, hey, listen, call my friend so-and-so. Oh, yeah, they're just wonderful, and the place they work is just great. Give them a call, and they'll hook you up. Well, that's how this happens all the time. I mean, all the time. Whether it's the right level of care or not, whether they can afford it or not, whether it has memory care or not, you might need. They just say they recall that person, and or here's another, and they'll make that referral. Here's another example, or someone brought in like bagels and cream cheese and the whole couple of totes of coffee, and they make a presentation. They're kind of top of mind. So, oh hey, call so and so. Yeah, I ran into them the other day, and yeah, they're great. Let me tell you a quick story. This was on the news a few years back, and this poor heartbroken family was on there, and they told the story of their grandfather who needed skilled nursing and rehab. And their doctor said, oh, just go over here and you can get you skilled nursing and rehab here. He went in there, and the first night he was sending a text to his granddaughter saying, oh, something's wrong here. I don't know. There isn't anyone here working. No one's calling my call light. I think I've missed my medicine. And they're like, well, just give it a little time. They're new. You're new. And so the next day he's like, yeah, something's really wrong here. No one's even helping me to the restroom. I've missed two doses of my medicine now, and no one's answering my call light. I mean, literally, I wonder if anyone's even working here. I'm really, really concerned. And you can see where this is going. By day three, this man had passed away. He died there on their clock. And the heartbroken family on the television, the granddaughter just says, I wish we would have done some homework before just blindly trusting this doctor's recommendation. I wish we would have done our homework. He tried to tell me something was wrong, and he didn't get my attention. So, it's a tragic story. It was all over the news. I saw it with my own eyes, and I read it in the paper the next day. So guess what? This family got an attorney involved for a wrongful death suit. And the attorney, when he was interviewing the family, he said, so why did you choose this place anyway? How did you come about making that choice? They said, well, Dr. So-and-so said just to go there and get your care. Dr. Who? What was his name? Now, how did you spell that? Okay, now, where does he practice? And guess what? When an attorney goes into a wrongful death lawsuit, they throw the net out and they sweep up everyone involved in that transaction and that process, including the person that made that just an off-the-cuff referral. So to my friends in healthcare, be very, very careful. I call that the risk of recommendations. Be very careful about the places you recommend. You better be darn sure that you can hang your name on that referral. Be very, very careful. I'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I'm going to venture off the path a little bit. This is still related, but we're doing a soft entry into syndication here. Okay, we're kind of in the process of getting that going. I guess it's not totally official yet, but it has come to my attention that this program is listened to all over the country. There are thousands of people listening to the podcast all over the place. Thousands of people listening to it, you know, right here on Talk 980 AM in the extended Kansas City metro area. And a lot of folks stream it live from 11 a.m. to noon Central Time. They stream it at seniorcarelive.com or through the app odyssey.com, but they'll stream it to other cities and other states all over the country. So here's just a request. If you enjoy the program and you think that you would like to hear it in your local city, in your state, on a local talk radio station, whether that's an AM station or an FM station, do me a favor. Contact that station and request Senior Care Live. Tell them you and a lot of your friends and family listen to the program and that they need to carry that program on that local station. Then what they'll do is they'll reach out to us and then we will get that done with them. So if you like the show and you want to hear it on a local talk station in your city, either AM or FM, either one, both is fine, then just let that station know. Ask them to reach out to me, Steve Kuecker at Senior Care Live, and we will approach them and see if we can't get that done. How about that? All right, then we talk about senior-related healthcare on here, right? So I don't feel like a senior, but my birthday might say otherwise. I guess, I don't know, if AARP is starting to send you reminders about signing up or send you cards, does that make you a senior? I guess you're getting there, right? So I wanted to let you know that I'm on a health journey here. I guess it's healthcare as well. But I am on a journey to get myself healthy. Just wanted to share a little bit of my story with you. So I was already walking around carrying too much weight. You know how it goes, right? Not paying very, very close attention. And then, unfortunately, COVID hit, the lockdowns hit. All of my work, I wasn't getting in and out of my vehicle and meeting with families and walking around all of these senior care communities and just kind of on the run all the time. You know, that's a lot of exercise and a lot of calories burned out, you know, throughout the day. I was just sitting in front of my computer talking to people on Zoom all day, every day. And I was a dum-dum, and I didn't replace my normal activity with activity that I could have manufactured on my own. And guess what happened? Old Steve gained a solid COVID-19 in pounds. Not the virus, thank goodness, unfortunately. I gained another 19, 20 pounds on top of my weight that was already too darn high. And I have to say, I just felt terrible. I did not feel well. That was way too much weight to carry on my frame. Too much. I mean, I'm only 5'9", for heaven's sakes. And I got to say, my blood pressure had increased. My doctor had to put me on blood pressure medication. Now, my cholesterol is hereditarily high. It will always be too high. But my cholesterol had gone just boom, way up off the charts. So I had to be put on cholesterol medication, and I'm talking a high dose just to keep it at an acceptable level. I had an issue with weight on my chest and around my throat to where it caused obstructive sleep apnea. I quit breathing multiple times per minute. So I had to go get the sleep study done, and now old Steve owns a CPAP machine, which is a great machine, by the way. It helps me breathe unobstructed, fall into deep sleep. I still tossed and turned. I mean, I still woke up, but I mean, I didn't stop breathing multiple times per minute, right? So, by the way, long-term sleep apnea can lead to all sorts of major issues. One of them is AFib, which you're not going to get out of once you get. And by the way, that could easily lead to a stroke or heart attack. This is like real serious stuff. So I got the CPAP. My clothes didn't fit. I had to have T-shirts that used to fit. I had to give them just a little stretch to get them on to look right. I felt terrible. Absolutely terrible. And then here's the kicker. One day, I looked down. This is pretty recently. I looked down and my left ankle was swollen. It was really swollen. And I'm like, what in the heck? I'm falling apart. I'm absolutely falling apart. At that point, I had enough. I had enough. I realized that in just a few months, I have a milestone birthday coming up. And by the way, it's coming up in the middle of September. And I am just falling apart, just limping into my kind of a milestone landmark birthday. Limping into it. And I'd had enough. I put my foot down. Frankly, I was really ticked off at myself for letting it get this far. And I said, enough is enough. I'm done. So I immediately lost 10 pounds just by stop doing stupid stuff. But I knew that just on my own, because I had tried this before, just really working at trying to focus on, you know, my diet and my weight, that I could only get it down so far. I knew I needed help. I was too far out. I definitely needed help. So I reached out to a friend who's a health coach, and I said, hey, coach, put me in. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to change. So far, since that highest weight, swollen ankle, high blood pressure, cholesterol, CPAP, et cetera, stretching my shirts, et cetera, I've lost 35 pounds. Once I've been on this brand new program, which is phenomenal, I've lost 20 pounds in the last 28 days. And you know the most impressive part of that? I am literally never hungry, ever. I'm feeling so much better. I can't even describe it. I have a lot more work to go. I have my goal. I've decided I'm going to roar into my milestone birthday, not limp. And I'll tell you what, I'm so impressed with the program. I've become a health coach too. If you're interested in becoming healthy and you'd like to join me in my health journey and you'd like to start your health journey, it would be my honor to coach you and we can get healthy together. All you have to do is send me an email or give me a call and we'll talk. We will talk. And let me tell you, it is worth it. I'll have some more to share with you on that in the upcoming weeks. I'm just so excited. I just had to share that with you today. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.